This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Thank you.
summer and welcome to the Jordan Terrell Wasake Trio. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us, Kate. It's good to be here.
Jordan, you want to tell us about what you started us up with tonight?
Well, that's currently one of our favorite little medleys of Celtic reels there off of our new CD. We figured we'd do some high-energy, cheerful stuff to kick things off.
And so the new CD is called, is it the Live at the Cedar House?
Live at Cedar House, yes. Okay. We performed a show up at a Cedar House studio up in North Sutton, New Hampshire. And we set up some microphones and we crossed our fingers and we ended up with an album that I think we're all pretty proud of that we're going to be releasing very soon.
Well, it's been quite a while since you were here. I guess the last time we saw you was just after the release of Return to the Castle.
Yes.
And that was the all-instrumental album that you produced. And so what have you been up to since then?
We've been playing a lot of shows, and we've been doing a lot of singing, which is, I guess, maybe the big difference between what we were up to back then and what we're up to now. Return to the Castle is, as you mentioned, all instrumental, all fiddle tunes. But most of our shows these days are almost half songs with vocals. And so that was one of the priorities when we were coming up with the concept for the new CD, is that we wanted to make sure to have that aspect of our music represented as well.
How hard is it for you to select music for not just CDs, but for your shows? Because you have quite an inventory of things that you could be playing, right?
Yeah, it's hard, but in a different way and in a better way than it used to be. Back in the day, it was, do we have enough songs to fill the time? And now it's, there are so many more songs I want to play. We can't fit them all in. So it's a good problem to have.
Who did you bring with you tonight?
So we've got Chris Noyes over here playing the upright bass.
Hey there, how's it going?
And that is Matthew Jensen playing the guitar.
Now, how long have you been a trio?
About 6 years, I think.
You've been at it. Yes.
Wow, it's like you're like old timers now.
Yeah,
right?
So. Must be getting used to it.
Yeah. we have a certain groove that we fall into when the stars align.
That's awesome. Yeah. How about another tune?
Absolutely. How about singing one?
We've got the Jordan Terrell Wasake Trio here in our studio, a real treat. They've got a CD release show coming up. We're going to give you more details about that. But right now it's time for some more music here on the Folk Show at NHPR.
Tumbling on the seas, far away from dry land and its bitter memories, casting out my sweet line with abandonment and load. No sailing back when down on me, just the starry skies above with light in my head, you in my arms. Man on a hurtling fever train, crashing headlong to the heartland like a cannon in the rain, and the beating of the sleepers and the burning of the coal, counting towns as they flash by in a night that's full of soul, with light in my head, you in my arms. fast. Chains hung all around me will fall away at last. And on that fine and fateful day, I will take you in my hands. I will ride on the train. I will be the fisherman with light in my hand, you in my arms. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Oh, light in my hand, you in my arms.
Jordan Terrell, Wasake Trio, and was that a Water Boys tune?
Yes, yes, indeed it was.
Fisherman's Blues.
Fisherman's Blues, yes. This has been a song we've been doing for quite a few years now, and it's one of our most frequently requested pieces. And it was funny because when we started trying to decide what we were going to put on this new CD, that seemed like kind of a no-brainer. The funny thing about recording a live CD is that it's very different from recording a studio album. You know, we picked, I guess, about 16 or 17 pieces that we played at the concert, and we, you know, expected to whittle it down to 11 or 12. And we were kind of surprised by the ones that actually made the cut, and this actually wasn't one of them. So, you know, we figured we'd give it another stab in the studio here for you.
Another whirl.
Yeah, it's it was interesting because we all do a lot of studio work. I'm not sure if, you know, to speak for these guys, but I think I've played on somewhere between 70 and 80 different CDs at this point. So, you know, I've still got a lot to learn about being a session guy, but I'm pretty comfortable in a recording studio normally, you know, in a setting where you can do multiple takes if you need to. And I've also been performing concerts since I was 8. And so, you know, while the stage fright never totally goes away, you know, I'm also fairly comfortable on stage. And, you know, this show was a sold out crowd of, you know, 50 people because it was a small room. So, you know, it was our parents and our friends and our diehard fans that, you know, that tell us it sounds good even when it doesn't. And, you know, so it was a very forgiving crowd. You would think that it would be, you know, a pretty easy experience to play the show. But it was really strange for us, I think, to, you know, to not quite be in concert headspace, but not quite be in studio recording headspace, and to have this, you know, this new thing that was somewhere in between. That it was a blast, and I would do it again, but it was a lot harder for me anyway than I expected it to be. Would you guys agree with that?
I think, the studio, you guys know, the studio can be a really lonely place. You know, you're there for 8-10 hours, something like that, and you're just with 3 or 4 other people. And doing takes and takes and takes, and you kind of lose that energy. I feel like doing it in the live setting, I mean, you know, we get our crowd there, it adds a lot to it. I'm glad that we decided to do it this way for this album.
One thing that people may not know is that a lot of times when you do go in a studio, you're there purchasing the time by the hour in a lot of cases. And so it's hard to get into the groove in 1 hour. So
yes.
You really have to kind of do the bulk of it, right? When you get warmed up and you figure out what you're playing. And so it's an interesting kind of dynamic when you are going into the studio to, you know, get it done in a certain amount of time. But you can kind of let your hair down a little bit if you're in a concert setting like at the Cedar House.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Jerry Putnam, who owns Cedar House, did a fantastic job recording this in much higher quality than I expected, really. You know, the standard for live shows is a little lower than it is for studio because there are less variables that you can control.
Sure.
I was really blown away with the quality he was able to get of this. You know, so you can hear all our mistakes very clearly, very pristine.
Then nobody else really notices them, but
well,
you,
that's so, what we hope. Yeah.
Let's hear something from the CD in a moment. We'll take a short break and we'll come back and we'll listen to a sample from Live at Cedar House. How's that?
Sounds great.
You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio.
With midterm election season now in full swing, you're hearing a lot of this.
So much chatter about a blue wave.
A lot of Republican members of Congress
lost 25 House seats and 2 Senate seats.
And maybe you're wondering what it all means for you, for your family, for your community. Morning Edition explains what's happening so you get a clearer picture. Listen every day.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and from Vineyard Brands, importers of Miraval Côte de Provence Rosé wine from the estate of Jolie Pitt and Perrin, available in New Hampshire state liquor stores and at Miraval-Provence.com. And WellSense Health Plan, a not-for-profit, mission-driven managed care organization offering health coverage statewide to New Hampshire Medicaid enrollees. Plan details at WellSense.org. I'm Kate McNally, and this is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We have the Jordan Terrell Wysocki Trio in our studio. What do you think we should play from the CD, Jordan?
How about track 8, Charlie Murray's Waltz?
Okay. A new one from the album called Live at Cedar House from the Jordan Terrell Wysocki Trio. It was really clean and smooth, like a cloudless Celtic sky. That's what you're playing really does remind me of. It did sound so clean.
Thank you.
What a nice version of that tune. What was the tune?
That is Charlie Murray's Waltz. It's
beautiful.
It's a piece that I wrote quite a few years ago, and it's one that, oddly enough, so we play a lot of weddings, and generally when we sit down with a couple to try to determine what music we're going to play as they come down the aisle, you know, we'll play a lot of different options for them and you know, so that they can kind of pick whatever speaks to them. And that's one that for whatever reason, a lot of people choose that as their wedding song, which is great and very flattering. Strangely enough, it's also I've been hired to play that at a lot of funerals and memorial services in the past as well. And so, you know, insert joke there about you know, weddings and funerals and whatnot. But it's interesting because it got me thinking about what that means about, you know, a sad song versus a happy song. You know, certainly there can be such a thing as a sad song, and there can be such a thing as a happy song. But I think there are also pieces of music that are sort of just emotional songs that serve as amplifiers of whatever the emotion is that you're already experiencing. So if it is your wedding day, it feels very joyful. If you're saying goodbye to a loved one, you know, maybe that's you know, it amplifies that emotion in some way that you know, that's meaningful to you. And so it's been interesting to experience people's reactions to that song. I did write it, you know, the secret's out. I did write it for my grandfather, Charlie Murray, when he passed away back in 2008, and performed it for the first time at his funeral. But since then, it's come to mean, you know, a lot more than that to me, more than just remembering him fondly. And it's been covered and recorded by a few different bands, and you know, from what people say, it seems to have become meaningful to other people as well, for their own, you know, in their own ways. And that's the most you can hope for when you're putting music out there, is that it's going to speak to people in a way that's special to them.
I feel like the last time you were here, you were just about to have a child.
Yes.
How has that changed your writing or your general your perspective?
Wow, that's a good question. It's strange because, you know, in some ways everything changes the minute that happens, and in some ways nothing changes. I mean, I'm still, you know, a full-time musician. This is what I do for my career. I still am working with these same fantastic musicians that are sitting here at the table with me. You know, I maybe don't get quite as much sleep, and, you know, I'm trying not to tour quite as far away.
Has your inventory of lullabies increased at all?
You know, it has, I gotta say. And at some point, you know, when I get around to it, there's a whole CD's worth of songs about Rowan that are kicking around in my head that I'm going to have to put out there.
Now, what about Matt Jensen? Matt is the guitar that you hear in most of it. I mean, Jordan also plays guitar. But the guitar is really kind of the backbone for a lot of this. And what are you doing when you're not performing with JWT or JW?
At this point, I spend the rest of my time teaching students over at Strings and Things in Concord, New Hampshire. Over there for most of the week, and then we spend the weekends getting together as a trio and performing amongst a few other groups that we all play in.
And so other kinds of music that you are listening to, or are you pretty much
to be honest, I listen to a lot of you. when it comes to listening to music, I'm around it so much for work that it's nice when I hop in the car to just listen to some talk radio. And to be honest, I hadn't listened to much Celtic music before I ran into Jordan, and he had asked me and Chris to get into the trio with him, and I kind of fell in love with the genre, and it allowed me to go back to acoustic guitar playing, which is, you know, I really, really love.
So as a teacher, do you find yourself wanting to direct at all? I mean, is there a director for the trio? Who's that?
I think Jordan is kind of the head man in
He's
charge.
The lead. Okay.
I think we each have things that we could call our own personal fortes that we, you know, we lay on the table when the time is right. You know, I'm happy to do that when the time is right.
And then Chris Noyes is over here on the bass. Chris, what about you?
I think all of us sort of, we all come from, you know, me and Matt anyway, we didn't grow up in this. This was something that we started when we joined the Jordan TW Trio. So we're coming at it with a little more of a fresh take, I guess you could say. Jordan showed us a lot about the traditional, you know, Irish stuff that he grew up doing. But we all come from, you know, rhythm and blues bands and different genres and stuff like that. So we kind of bring a fresh, young take to some of this stuff, and we try to really make it our own. So I feel like, you know, I contribute in that way as far as, you know, my bass parts being a little more than just, you know, boom, 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 boom. Yeah. They can be oftentimes. And actually, bringing a bass to an Irish trio in general is a pretty rare thing. They don't really traditionally have a bass in
there.
You're
kind of the Boren, right?
Yeah, essentially. I guess you could call it that. So, But yeah, I try to do, you know, bridge the gap between that and sort of other mm-hmm. acoustic folk music that does use the bass. So
these guys are also both went to school for music and studied music theory extensively, which is something that I never did, learning by ear as a kid. And so, you know, just one example of one of the ways that that works out really well is when we're working out vocal harmonies. You know, I know my melody. That's the same melody that's been sung for a couple hundred years. But then these guys just sort of, you know, put their heads together and work their magic. And, you know, I blink my eyes and now they've got a great vocal arrangement. So it really is a nice combination.
The Jordan Terrell Wasake Trio are in our studio here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. What should we hear next?
You know, we were just talking about vocal harmonies. You want to do From Clair to Here?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So this is a song by Ralph McTell about a man who has left his home in County Clare in the west of Ireland to try to find work, and he's feeling homesick.
There's four of us who share the room. We work hard for the craft. Sleeping late on Sundays, almost never get to mass. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. Oh, it's a long, long way, gets further by the day. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. When Friday night comes around, only into fighting. Me ma would like a letter home, but I'm too tired for writing. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. And it almost breaks my heart when I think of Josephine. I promised I'd be coming home with pockets full of green. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. Oh, it's a long, long way, gets further by the day. It's a long, long way from Clare. Notion. I dreamed a saw white horses dance upon that other ocean. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. Oh, it's a long, long way, gets further by the day. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. Oh, it's a long, long way, gets further by the day. It's a long, long way from Clare to here.
That's the Jordan Terrell Wasaki Trio doing a Ralph McTell tune from Clare to here. Is that included on the new release?
It, in fact, is included on the new release.
Okay, so let's look at your schedule just a little bit. You've got a show coming up over in Gorham on Wednesday.
Yes, the Medallion Opera House. That's going to be a lot of fun.
That's in the North Country from 7 till 9. And then over at the Stone Church on the 28th. And tell me a little bit about what you've got going on over there with Jim Prendergrass.
Yeah, the Stone Church is a fantastic venue, a famous venue on the seacoast in Newmarket, New Hampshire. And every Thursday night, my good friend Jim Prendergrass and I host an Irish night, family-friendly Irish night from 6 to 9 p.m. It's very low-key, you know, take a lot of requests. We have a lot of sit-ins that show up, and we never quite know who's going to be there, so it's a little different from week to week. Keeps things fresh for us and fresh for our regulars. And it's cool because it reminds me of a pub experience that you might find in Ireland. The pubs there are different from the way we think of the bar scene here, where, you know, it's generally, you know, it's folks who are over 21 and they're there to drink and mingle. In Ireland, sure, there's drinking and mingling as well, but there's also this sort of community gathering aspect to these pubs, where, you know, you might find the grandfather sipping his pint of Guinness with his granddaughter sipping her soda at the bar right next to him. And that's, you know, and no one would think twice about that. It's very normal and very accepted. And that's what it feels like over at the Stone Church. Mm-hmm. My daughter, you know, has been a regular there since she was about 3 weeks old. And, you know, she knows the bartenders and goes up and places her own orders now at 2. And, you know, so there's lots of kids dancing around and, you know, young parents, you know, coming out for dinner. So it's a really fun time that we have out there.
And let's see what else is going on. Over at the Sunapee Livery on the 29th, and that's from 7 to 9 with the trio.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the Sunapee Livery.
It's an historic building. We've played there. We played there last summer, and it was a really cool experience. It sounds great. It looks great. It's a small room, so it's one of those sort of intimate concerts that we really enjoy. So we're excited to return to that.
And then you're teaming up with Matt to do something with the Salt Hill Shanty. What's all of that about in Newbury, New Hampshire?
Yes, this is a series that we actually haven't played before in this particular series. It's going to be out on a porch, an outdoor show on a porch.
Side porch music series.
Yeah, exactly. So that should be a good time.
And then another big night back to the Stone Church on July 5th. On July 6th, you've got a show coming up over at the Chichester Town Hall. And I'm really interested in hearing more about the Songs of Emigration. This is something that's funded by the New Hampshire Humanities Council and the National Endowment for the Art. What is that solo program about?
I was added to their roster, very honored to be added to the roster of these Humanities Council presenters a couple of years ago. Basically, the idea is it's a one-hour program about sort of discussing the history of Irish immigration to this country through the lens of the many, many wonderful songs that are on that same topic. So you know, I've been presenting it around the states for the last couple of years, and the Humanities Council is a really wonderful organization in that they, you know, there are tons of different presenters and speakers on their roster. Some of them musicians, some of them, you know, anything else you could imagine. There's some really fascinating topics, and I'm thrilled that I get to go and be one of them.
There's the big night on the 7th of July over at the Spotlight Center, a cafe at the Capital Center for the Arts, the big CD release show.
Yep, and that's the big one of the summer for us. That's the one that we are really excited about. It'll be 8 p.m. over there. Tickets are on sale. You can get them at ccanh.com. Or through our own website, which I suppose I ought to mention. That's jordantwmusic.com, where we have the full schedule and more info and some videos and of course, links to the CD release party for the new live album. The Capital Center for the Arts is really amazing in that they, they're constantly dealing with these huge acts, international acts. And, the same people that are dealing with, Willie Nelson's management and booking agent one minute, or, Celtic Thunder is coming this fall. The next minute they're on the phone with little old me trying to figure out how to fit me into their schedule and, how to be able to book a local act in their space. So it's really cool that they do that. And we really appreciate it.
So the CD release show is part of Jordan's highlight for the summer, but any show that you see the trio at or see Jordan at this summer may be listed on our website or on Jordan's website, which is jordantwmusic.com. Now, do you prefer to be called the Jordan TW Trio? Or the Jordan Terrell Wasaki Trio. How should I be saying it?
You see, the thing is, you were actually pronouncing my last name correctly, and you're the only person who's ever done that. So, we've kind of been moving toward Jordan TW Trio because it's a little easier. It rolls off the tongue
a little better.
And you can't really misspell it as easily.
Okay, so Jordan TW, it is. So visit their website, jordantwmusic.com. Wow, lots going on for you and great music. The sound of that CD is pretty great. Should we hear another track from the CD, or did you want to play a live one? What would you like to do?
Sure, there's one particular track I'd love to share. It's I think the one that I'm most excited about. This would be track 12, Star of the County Down. Now, this is a song that we've recorded previously. The thing that is different this time around is that we had the opportunity to work with this incredible 45-voice choir down in Vernon, Connecticut, called the Vernon Chorale. They brought us down at the beginning of April to do an Irish-themed show with them. And it was recorded. And a month later, when we were putting together our live CD, we thought to ourselves, there's this recording of us playing with a choir. And so I reached out to them. And, sure enough, they gave us their blessing to include this one track as sort of a bonus track on our new CD. So this one was not recorded up at Cedar House like the rest of the CD was. It was recorded in a church at a live show down in Vernon, Connecticut.
Okay, let's listen. Star of the County Down from the Jordan TW Trio on the Folk Show at NHPR. beautiful version of Star of the County Down, recorded in Connecticut with the Jordan TW Trio and featured here on The Folk Show. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and the Barnstormers Theater, Tamworth, presenting Mel Brooks and Thomas Meehan's musical comedy, The Producers, June 28th to July 7th. Tickets at barnstormerstheater.com. Well, I really don't know where the time has gone. We have been visiting with Jordan Terrell Wysocki and Matt Jensen, as well as Chris Noyes, talking about the new CD, Live at Cedar House. It's been a real pleasure to have you here in the studio, and I just can't believe it's time to usher you out.
It's been a real pleasure to be here, and an honor to be able to be back on your show. Thank you, Kate.
Any final thing that we should say about this album, or maybe to make sure that people know to go to your website? What's the website again, if people wanted to get a copy? Are they in your mailbox yet?
They're arriving tomorrow. We believe.
Good timing.
Yeah. And we'll be, they'll be available for the first time at the CD release party at the Capitol Center for the Arts on July 7th. And tickets are available for that. You can get them from a link through our website, along with all the other info, which is www.jordantwmusic.com.
Anything else?
Just play some more music.
Yeah.
you want to play one last tune for us?
Sure, yeah.
What are you going to play?
Let's do fiddle tunes. Yeah. If we were going to do Patti's Lament, I would want to get into the whole history, and that would take too long.
Okay.
Taking it with a bang.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you so much again for coming by.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you for having us.
Just a second.
Ready? Thank you.
most popular and most appreciated Celtic bands here in New Hampshire, New Hampshire-based Jordan Terrell Wasaki Trio, also known as Jordan TW Trio. Thanks for stopping by the Folk Show.
Thank you so much for having us, Kate.
Thank you.
For more information, you can visit their website, jordantwmusic.com, for a look at their calendar or to find out more information about maybe getting them to come to a wedding or a funeral. You get to pick. And if you want to find out more about some shows that might be happening in your town featuring this great trio, again, jordantwmusic.com. This is NHPR. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Jaguar Exeter, presenting the 2018 Jaguar F-Pace SUV, offering Jaguar performance and drivability in an all-wheel drive luxury SUV. Details at jaguarexeter.com.